Today is our class number 8. My God, we did it.
Wow.
The Summer Soul Radiant Success course. And today's date is August 29th, 2016. I've got all kinds of yummy things lined up for you. So go ahead and stop the multitasking when you can. And let's immediately have you dive into your complete soul alignment sequence, which consists of your grounding, your clearing, your protective shield, your protective prayer, your center of head, call your soul home, and then call on the transmissions of grace. And when you've done all of that and you sense the shifts, then go ahead and say ready, and we'll go around the room. I'm right here.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Ready. Okay. So, sorry about a little noise in the background. Let's go around the room. And what I'm always looking for, as you've seen as my pattern, is what you notice is a shift that goes from stage to stage of the soul alignment. And then, of course, your experience of the transmissions of grace. So, however you can answer that, go ahead. Whoever wants to go first.
I can go. I didn't, on the cleaning out the head part, I know that it went quicker this time. It's like it wasn't so gunked up and really solid up there. It kind of washed out pretty quick, and I just have to remember to use that more often. With the transmissions grace, I started feeling it, I think, even before as I started this. I didn't get the dramatic emotional shift I usually get, but I really got a peaceful feeling that it was noticeable that I haven't been experiencing for most of the day. So that was my energy shift.
Well, that's fabulous, and I will address what you said after we go around the room. Who's next?
I will. Yeah, I love the way it builds and strengthens. It's just like the layers combine, and then getting up to, and it was, there was a power washer that came to do the center of the head. That hasn't happened before. It was just,
oh,
like,
wonderful.
Okay, we're getting this done and moving forward. And the transmissions of grace, I heard a choir. I've never heard a choir before. It was just,
aww.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Barb. It's you, my dear.
Well, I'm still learning about the shifts, and I need to take longer, I think. I do feel the transmissions of grace as that tingling, and that seems to happen faster now. And I agree with Steve. Sometimes it seems as if it's coming into play even before I ask for it. Which,
fabulous. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, first of all, with you, Steve, with regards to not as much crud, that's true. And most likely the reason that you didn't feel such an emotional shift is because you probably had a less challenging day of sorts, whether it was challenging of your physical body or challenging of circumstances. So do you understand how the extreme shift depends upon the state that you're in? If you don't need as much, then it is going to be subtler. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because it's I have a lot more acceptance these days for things that are, and that I understand. That makes a lot of sense.
That's exactly what's happening. You just don't need as much excavation and transmutation, because you're becoming more and more centered in a current of well-being and way of being. You're acclimating, just like with Barb. She's getting these sensations faster. It's because her system is becoming conditioned. And with Mary, you know, she's just off on a whole new Mary kingdom, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that, you know, you Mary have really turned so many corners, and you're consistently staying there. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Mary. Okay.
Yes, I do.
So, yeah. So, Steve, it sounds like that makes sense to you, right?
It really does. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And with you, Barb, I think it's really valuable that you said that you need to take more time in between, because with you, you're really developing a whole new relationship with yourself and a whole other way of giving yourself permission to just be who you are and to discover who you are, not as an academic, not, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go down the whole list, but does that fit? Okay, good, sounds. And so a way for you to do that is by just experiencing this very real, different set of sensations that happen when each of us goes from one stage to the next. And now, here's my question. Let me see how I want to phrase this to everybody. How would you describe how you relate to yourself as a result of doing just the soul alignment full sequence ever since you learned the full sequence? And just answer it however it comes to you. That was a little elusive for on purpose. So who wants to just go for it?
Well, I'll go for it. It's the sequence, I think, is a very harmonious sequence, the way it's set up, where you start to ground, you get rid of that negative stuff, you start to bring in the good stuff, and you protect yourself. The way how I relate to myself, well, I'm sure I carry that with me throughout the day because it's just become a kind of a part of me. As I realize when I do it, it's so powerful, and it just makes me realize I want to continue to utilize that more. So I believe it's definitely shifting me into a more aware, conscious, peaceful state of being.
Yes, beautiful. Who else would like to answer that question for themselves?
Well, I am in a whole new way of relating with myself and having the sequence. And I agree with Steve, it builds. And I love that, the way the layers combine and play so nicely together, and I'm sure you designed it that way, so that we get to experience a deeper relationship with our guides and with ourselves.
Yes. Now, the next how about you, Barb? And, you know, of course, put all this in your own words.
I agree that there's a nice flow, a nice sequence, and if you had introduced the whole thing kaboom at the beginning, it wouldn't have been as effective a learning experience for me as taking it a step at a time and adding on the steps.
Yay! Great. And now the next question is, and I really, really want you to reflect before you share, please. How would you say that you are showing up in the world as a result of these exercises? And give us one example of whatever you feel is evidence to support what you're going to share. Now, I know for you, Barb, one example was you going through that neighborhood and you didn't get all tweaked out. And with you, Steve, you had something similar. So give us something other than those examples. With you, Steve, it was with Jason and, you know, how you stayed centered and you were helpful to him, right? Am I paraphrasing it properly?
Yeah, sure. That was one experience. I can give you how it's affected me in my life right away here.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, getting back into these schools and meeting my contact people so many years before, I didn't have confidence. I didn't have a kind of a self-awareness, and I had a lot of just negativity going in, starting another year. But with my level of acceptance and just understanding that just me being in my life, relating to people, being me can be, you know, I can raise them up. Just doing my job that is a very externally oriented job, I have more of a, I guess, sense of purpose when I go in to talk with them. Even though I'm talking with them about something external, I keep this sense of, like, I guess, soul purpose or essence, that by just talking to them, I can lift them up and change their day. And it's made a big difference.
Wonderful. Now, when you say it's made a difference, tell us what difference what has made.
The difference is before when I would go in, I felt, you know, this is so purposeless. I'm just doing this thing, and yeah, it's paying bills, things like that. But, you know, what am I really accomplishing here? I'm just surviving. Well, now I feel like, you know, part of that, my purpose is just being here with this person, giving the best, being the best that I can be, giving them, you know, the best presentation I can give them of not just, you know, the external, but of me, and with a happy, bright spirit. And I feel good about that. So that's been a big change for me.
That has been a huge change for you.
Yes.
If I may, if the coach may editorialize over here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a new Steve. This is a new Steve, yeah?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a change.
I'm so happy for you, Stephen. I am.
Thank you.
Who else would like to go? How you show up in the world by your perception and the evidence example that you can give us to support what you shared.
Well, I'll go. I know that I have a deeper and understanding and confidence and strength in my knowledge of my gifts and my ability to deliver value. And I was, I had been invited to speak to a group, and I showed up and no one else did that were organizers. But someone who had been reading about the group, and this was her first time coming, she showed up, and it would have been easy enough for me to say, well, the organizer didn't think enough to come, so I'm just leaving. But I didn't. I stayed and had a nice lunch with this gal. Two other gals came, and I just shared a lot of the same content that I would have shared in my talk, having a conversation. And as a result, I got a new person on my list, and I got a new client.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I was hoping that would be the end of the story. That is so wonderful. Oh, that is so wonderful. Oh, bravo. And, you know, that's exactly the way it works, Mary. That is so, what a wonderful story. What I want to say about that, sorry, what was that, Steve?
No, I said, that's great. I said, that's great.
Yeah. So what that indicates is that on a very deep level, you have embraced your soul purpose at its very essence, meaning whose lives you are meant to touch, and that you respond to that calling of your soul purpose regardless of any ego attachment of how many people, and the organizer didn't come. I mean, that's a whole other story altogether, I got to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being that you were being true to your soul purpose path at the essence level. Essence level meaning that how you thought it should have turned out, and probably the rest of the universe would have also thought that it should have turned out, you still were true to what was presented to you. And that is the mark of a person who has truly, truly, truly embraced their soul purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And when I had the discovery session with this gal, she wanted to work with me, but she was like, I don't have the funds right now. I don't know how I can do this, but I stressed that for us to be in integrity with our commitment to moving forward, that we could do payments, but I wanted to make sure that we told the universe that we're serious about this, and I got a payment.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, I want to go in a couple of directions there. That's magnificent. What? Okay, I'm going to be quiet just a second. Can you identify the belief that preceded you saying those words? You may not have known it at the time, but in retrospect, what do you believe was, what do you think was the belief that drove your behavior to say that to her, which then produced the outcome of a commitment in the form of money?
My belief was that she had expressed the want to work with me, and that she also recognized, had expressed that she recognized that I had already demonstrated in other areas with a client story that I told her that I knew how to get her what she wanted, and that she had been thinking about doing this for a long time and she hadn't done it on her own. And I gave her the solution to accomplishing one of her goals.
Right. Now, look deeper as well, not instead. What you said is right on. Must have been, you know. What would have been the belief that had you not buy into her, I don't have the money, and go in the direction that you went in, and therefore it freed her up to have the money, which she gave you a partial payment of?
Well, I kept the focus on what she had initially said, that she knew she wanted to be blogging, that her business would be so much better if she was, and being there to support her to accomplish her goal, and that she knew that I had already demonstrated value. I saw that I had already demonstrated value for someone else.
But the question is, she said, I don't have the money. And then she had the money.
And then she had the money. Yes.
So what happened inside of you that had you not stop at, I don't have the money, I'm not sure how to do this?
Because I know it's not about the money. It's,
okay.
It's about the underlying fear of something, doing something different.
Okay. And did you express that to her? Did that come out at all, or did you just hold that in your own consciousness?
I just held that because she didn't, I didn't have an established relationship where, or I didn't feel that saying it's not about the money to her would have had a positive impact.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so she's in a payment plan with you?
Yes, she's going to pay me the balance. And I have already sent her the invoice with a due date.
And do you have a credit card number for her?
No, I didn't get a credit card.
Okay. All right, so we'll come back to this. This is absolutely excellent. So she paid you with a check?
She paid me the invoice that I sent her while we were on the phone.
Oh, okay, great. So this was over the phone. Great. So it was you sent her a PayPal invoice and she responded right there with you on the phone, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. And what did she say when she decided that she could do the partial payment, that we'll call it a deposit?
Yeah, it was deposit. And she said, you're right, I have to say yes to me and move forward with this because this is something that I've been wanting to do, and you're making it easy for me to do it.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I'm going to come back to you on my favorite topic with you, which is the credit card saga. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Howard, thank you, and just congratulations, both you and Steve. I mean, this is just, it's not surprising, and it's still such worth celebration. Just, I can't find the words. I'm kind of stumbling around for the right way to say what I want to say. Wonderful. Okay, how about you, Bob, dear? The question is, how do you perceive that you are showing up in the world differently as a result of learning this soul alignment sequence and, you know, some of the other tools, but we're focusing right now on the soul alignment sequence? And what example can you give us that is evidence of you feeling that way?
Well, I invoke the sequence, the fast version, throughout the day, which I never would have known to do and, you know, had no idea to do, and can send negative feelings down the grounding cord and acknowledge that they are not helpful. And so
how
I'm not sure anybody else sees that.
Well, so hang on one second. That's fabulous. And therefore, how do you feel that you are showing up in the world differently?
I'm not sure that it's anything anyone else would notice.
No. I'm sorry if it's not being clear. How do you feel? Forget about other people.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, for instance, here's an example. For Steve, how he's showing up, he said he's enjoying his day. He sees himself as a light leader in his own way. With Mary, she's not buckling when they come up with excuses. She's holding her ground. She has embraced the fact that she has a mission, and it doesn't matter if there is one person in the room or 1,001 people in the room. She is there to serve, and that's what she did. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Does that help at all?
Yes. I know that there have been times when I've wanted to multitask or get distracted, and I've said, "No, you're doing this right now," and I've called on that several times.
So what does that tell you? That's fabulous. What does that tell you in terms of how you are showing up in the world?
Well, this process is having an effect. On the way I respond to the world. And I hope that's an area that will grow.
So how would you say that you are showing up in the world?
I don't know that I'm showing up any differently.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hearing from what you're saying. Are you ready for me to do that, or do you want to reflect? Okay. You are more self-empowered in terms of being committed to how you want the quality of your life in that moment to be. Which means that you feel that you have the power to choose, you have the power to command your own direction, your own destiny, to say it in a little bit more of a dramatic way. Whereas before, you were just kind of batted around by life the way Steve certainly was, and Mary, and you are now saying, no, I don't accept that. I have a standard of how I want to feel and how I want to pursue my goals. And then you self-correct. Am I saying that accurately?
Yes. Yes.
Well, what's the but?
Well, I hope it will become stronger in that regard.
Okay, Steve, would you comment on what she just said? Because Steve has been guilty of what I'm hearing, and I'm going to bite my tongue at the moment.
Well, I can, from when I first met you, Barb, I sensed such a difference in, like Sasha said, in your confidence, in your awareness, just kind of a confidence of who you are and how you present yourself. So it's very obvious to me. I mean, I perceive this change in you just by listening to you talk and the things that you say. So I see a big difference in you. I see it.
Yeah. And why I was calling upon Steve is because what we're hearing is that the progress you've made isn't good enough by your standards. And Steve has bullied himself with that for a long time. Isn't that true, Steve?
Yeah, that definitely is a big thing, that you just don't accept that you're getting better. And Sasha would always say, you know, call me on that. So it's a process to learn how to just accept, you know what, I'm definitely getting better. I'm getting better. So, yes.
Right, right. Thank you, Steve. So do you see the point that I'm making here, Barb?
Yes. Yes.
When you say, and I'm hoping it's going to get stronger, what I hear is, yeah, what just happened wasn't really significant and isn't worth mentioning, and so, yeah, big deal, right? Isn't that kind of like the sub-conversation that's going on in that statement?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what I'm saying is that, you know, other people talk about the gremlin, the critic, and you know I talk about it as the bully because there's so much bullying that goes on in schools and cyberbullying, and it leads to suicides with some people. And so I decided I'm going to use that term because that's really what it is. And I have done it to myself terribly, and I'm catching myself. So it's really not of any value to disregard the progress, because, and here is a principle that Steve knows quite well from the Passion Test, and both Mary and you, Barb, know because I've mentioned it here and there throughout sessions and so on. You have to realize that what you dwell upon, what you focus upon, expands. So if you keep defaulting back to how it isn't good enough, really, 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 really and truly what happens is we keep perpetuating experiences that are more of it's just not good enough. Do you see what I mean?
Right, right.
And this isn't airy-fairy positive thinking affirmation stuff. This is law. This is rules. That if you keep focusing on what's wrong with something, it's very difficult for our guides and our soul to reach us to create what we do want. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, yes.
That's why all of the examples and techniques that I've taught you over the years about visualizing and creating the feeling within you as if you already have it now is so important, because that focuses on you having succeeded.
Yes.
And then you organize your emotions and your beliefs around that so that you can create more of that. So the fact that you stopped in the middle of the day to change the course of your mood and change the course of your MO of multitasking or whatever is very significant. Changing habits is a big deal.
Yeah.
So do you accept that?
Yes.
So now that I've paved, this as you showing up as more self-empowered, can you give us another example of how you have shown up as being more self-empowered, having used the soul alignment setup sequence? Is that a clear question? Should I rephrase it somehow?
No, it's clear. I feel better about myself, and that I have some better control over my responses and my attitude.
Well, that's marvelous, because you see the change in Steve. How would you describe the change in Steve from the time you met him in our earlier membership calls to what you hear now?
Oh, he's I can hear him smiling and confident, and he jumps right in and answers to give at least me more time to think, and just sounds enthusiastic and energetic and happier.
Yeah. How about you, Mary? What would you say is the change that you've heard in Steve? And then we're going to come back to you, Bob. I'm definitely not off wandering around here. How would you describe this beautiful resurrection of Steve from the first time you'd heard him in our calls and classes and so on?
So he's been on a journey finding himself and anchoring the confidence of in his gift and stepping into delivering that gift.
How do you feel when you hear that, Steve?
Well, Barb's right. I'm smiling. Thank you, too.
Yeah. So, Barb, you're on the same... Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead. Finish.
I feel that exactly what you said. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, Barb, that's going to happen with you, too, and it certainly has happened with Mary. It's just they've been with me longer, and so... It's going to happen with you too, because you've already started to catch yourself and say, no, this is not the quality of the moment that I want. Isn't that basically what you're saying to yourself?
Right, yes.
Okay. Excellent, everybody. So, quite obviously, I'm going to be asking you to continue doing your soul alignment setup going forward, and we'll talk about all that in a minute. So now let's put a container around your experience of the soul alignment setup formula, and we're going to go repeat the purpose of this course. and what has been the purpose of this course, and then we're going to go on into new content for today. So, the purpose of this course has been to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. We are doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your spiritual power success essentials of intuition, psychic development, energy healing management, and deeper clarity about your soul purpose. With this confidence and skill, you can better design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created consciously with your spiritual power success essentials of psychic intuition, energy management healing, and soul purpose clarity. And to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission to live a fulfilling life for your personal journey and to contribute to other people in big enough ways that light your fire, motivate you, and are playing big enough to keep you interested, where you are playing a big enough game. It's also to assist you in strengthening your relationship with your spirit guides, your own soul, your own sense of personal power, sovereignty, as a creator being, which means you're creating your life. It's not happening to you. You are actually behind the steering wheel to a great extent. You're exerting your personal power, sovereignty, as a creator being with the power so that you can create the life that you want. So, I'm going to go around the room again, and each of you, please tell me how you have seen that this purpose of this course has successfully seeded into your life, and give us another example, a different example, in addition to what you've already told us. Who'd like to go first?
I can go. One of the big qualities that I feel I've received from this class in alignment with this purpose of the class is a more connection with my guides, with the spirit essence that I connect with to get answers to questions, to get just guidance through difficult times. And it's becoming more of a habit that when I'm confronted with situations, to fall back on the techniques and to access, one of the first things is to access my guides for answers. So that's been a big progression for me.
Fabulous. Thank you. Who'd like to go after that?
Well, I'll build on that. I agree with Steve that getting a deeper relationship with the guides, but also acknowledging my intuition and my knowingness. It's always shown up in my writing, but it shows up in my everyday that I take us when there's something that I'm okay, how do I do this? What decision should I make? I don't have to get all stressed about, well, how do I make this decision? I go into, is this right for me? Who can tell me what I've experienced similar to this before and how did things work out? Or no, there isn't so much of being stewing in a quandary of indecision.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy for you. Happy for you both. Okay, Barb, how about you, my dear?
Certainly, I have been exposed to things and learned things that I just have never realized before, and so it has enriched my experience, enriched my capabilities, my tools. The home play kinds of things have helped me, forced me to learn some certain techie skills that I hadn't known before. I hadn't used them in that way before. And so I come out with more spiritual skills, I guess I'll say, as well as external techie kinds of things, and being held accountable by the group is something that I value and I need.
Yeah, like that's why I want you to give yourself a break, because you are coming from a whole other world, and you've done phenomenally well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know, feel envious of Mary and Steve at how tuned in they are to themselves, and how their gifts reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you feel envious, or you don't feel envious?
I do. I do feel envious.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'd like Mary and Steve to say what you feel envious of regarding Barb. And I know that you really don't feel envious. I know none of you really feel envious, but to carry in honor of Barb's heartfelt comment, let's have both of you give her some feedback.
I would love to say something, because I almost just broke out and said it. Barb, you know, yeah, envious may not, I know that word maybe carries some negative connotations, but I'm envious of you. I see how much you're growing, how much you're putting into this class. And I'm thinking, I feel judged sometimes. I'm like, oh, man, Barb is just doing this, tearing it up. And so I am envious of you, that you are just rolling so fast and growing so fast. So there's something to be said there, because you are impressive. You're impressive. You're impressing me. So
you
need to take a different look.
Oh yes, I am impressed by Barb as well, and don't discount your technical knowledge. And just because I can do a little with WordPress, I don't have any programming skills, but I have also had a website for almost 10 years, so I better know how to do some stuff. And I've been keeping a journal since I was 11, so putting the words together that's how I communicate. Mm-hmm. But you have a passion, and you have a sense of humor that you infuse with stuff that people will go snooze, because this could be full of jargon that I am going to get lost immediately, so I'm shutting down right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wrote the comment that you could have a series here, really getting the information out there and the education that people need to understand. Copyright is everywhere, and they use it all the time, and they're just not, they don't have a clue how important it is. And especially with the copy and paste that's so easy,
mm-hmm.
they're too nonchalant about giving credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And the the challenge that I have faced is people saying, oh, that doesn't affect me. And so they might not even want to watch the video. You know, they might just go past the email. So thank you.
Well, and that's okay, because that's just another permutation of niche and market. And so if a person isn't ready to focus on something, then it's just not a fit for them, or it's not the right time. And we all face that in our own particular slice of the industry, you know, of the marketplace. So that's not a place to stop yourself. That just gives you that quintessential permission to say, next, you know? Did everybody follow what I just said on that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So, Bob, I want to thank you for being so vulnerable and saying that. And I really do encourage you to listen back to this recording. I am encouraging everybody to, because I deliberately wanted this class to be filled with honoring each other and reflecting back the goodness and the beauty of each other. And it's really, it's got to sink in. And sometimes it takes multiple listenings to let it sink in. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted this class to have a little bit of a love fest quality to it, and it does, and that's exactly what I wanted. Okay. All righty. So now we're going to move on, and we're going to take a look at, let's get into our Facebook group here. There are a couple of things that I would like you to have easy access to for people who might not have had a chance to read the post that we posted a couple of hours ago. I want us to be able to have access to Mary's landing page, her marketing funnel sequence, Barb's newsletter, and Steve, you know, it's interesting. I could read the copy of Barb's comments on yours. However, it looks like when she downloaded it and then uploaded it, it wiped out your original. Yeah, well, it's okay. You wouldn't have known that. So I actually don't see here your original upload. I saw it a while ago before I had a chance to read it, and I can't find it now. So what I would like you to do, Steve, is at a, you know, after we finish this session, is to upload your copy again.
I'm just going to upload it. Is it okay? I just upload it right now.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, great.
I thought that what I uploaded was labeled itself as version 2.
That's right. It did. It did, but it looks like it wiped out version 1. Because I can't see version 1. Can anybody see version 1 in the Files tab? So it doesn't matter. Good, Steve. Where is yours? Did you upload it already?
We're getting it right now.
Oh, okay. All right, so what we're going to do next is go over everybody's marketing funnel, and I'm going to offer some suggestions, and then we'll move on to the next thing. I'm going to teach you another intuition receptivity accelerator, and then we'll talk about your final project and your intolerables. And then, as you might have guessed, I do have a next step for all of us to take if you should want to do that with me. We'll talk about that. And also, in the Facebook group, I added a new handout. If you haven't already seen it, it's called Momentum Next Steps Action PDF. Does everybody see that by any chance?
I see that right
okay.
now.
Okay. So I'll have that open, and then we'll be ready to move into the next phase here. So, Steve, dear, did you upload the thing so I can refresh my page?
Not sure why.
Okay, just... okay, I don't want to take time with it. Just work on it. But if it's going to distract you, if it's going to distract you, I promise you, do it sometime today, and let me know by tagging me. And I promise you, I will write my comments on it like I'm going to be delivering now to Barb and to Mary. Okay, so don't get distracted by it now. And nobody could have known that revision 2 would have wiped out revision 1. So I thought it was the suggestions you made, Barb, were very good. Okay, anybody have any questions about anything before we move forward?
Well, I just want to say that I didn't change much in Steve's. So I think you can read revision 2 as pretty much as number 1.
Okay, okay. Okay, good to know. All right, so let me just be quiet for a minute and see where I want to go next. Let's go ahead and review everybody's funnel. Now, in that Facebook post that I wrote, I also included my blog page. Does everybody see that number 4? It says under Steve's document. So please be there. And now I'm ready to start. So we'll start with Mary. Mary, first of all, congratulations. Absolutely. You put all the pieces together. So how did you feel, Mary, using this organized approach and you working on it?
It was an opportunity to refine some of the things that I was already doing and to have a real call to action. I mean, I have signed up for a discovery session in all of my newsletters, but this was with the video. I think it was an extra element that was really a bigger game.
Yes. Great. Great. Now, I wanted to compliment you on your wording on the landing page. You said leverage their impact through writing. I love that. It's first of all, it's true, but there was just something about it that was, it just really hit me as right on the money, and I wanted to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Now, yes. Now, the next thing you said is that there's limited seats until September 1st, and I'm glad that you put a limiter on there, as I had suggested, in terms of, you know, it's not just a limiter, meaning there's a limited amount of appointment slots.
Right.
Now, what you're going to do and what everyone is going to do is to nurture with another email, let's say tomorrow or the next day, reminding people about having their conversation with you. And so let's take a look at the marketing funnel part 2 handout. And I'll point out a couple of things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on 1 second. I have to get mine open. Okay, so if you go to page 3, oh, hang on, let me wait until this opens. Well, basically, what I'm saying is that what you want to do is continue to make your point about the importance of this topic that you're bringing to their attention, and a reminder that the openings are going to be available only until such and such. With you, Mary, I'm thinking that what you might want to do is consider in your next email stating that with the holiday coming on, that you'd like to extend this deadline for people to have this special activation strategy session with you until, let's say, you know, Monday, the whatever date it is after Labor Day. I don't know if it's the 6th or something. And that will give you a couple of days to continue, like every other day or so, just sending a simple message to people that is reminding them that we're at the end of the year almost, and have they accomplished their goals in terms of expressing who they are, owning who they are, getting clearer about their message to the world. You know what I mean, Mary?
Yes.
So you don't want to make it sound like, oh, God, nobody signed up, so I'm going to give people more time to sign up. You want to make it more like, you know, and thinking about it, we are at the end of the summer. We've got just a few more months left to the year. I'm extending this special appointment setting until Monday, such and such a date. You know, however it feels right to you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that was pretty much all I felt I wanted to say to you, other than, can you get a hold of Linda and see if she can show you how to center that border text area?
Yes.
Did you speak to her yet about it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so do you feel that it's important enough to make it a bit of a priority so that you can get that handled?
Well, on my screen, it's underneath a banner, and the thing is trying to get it more.
The thing is, you have to center the banner, and you have to center that border text area under the banner. So do you know how to center the banner?
So then, no, I don't know how to adjust the margins on the landing page.
Well, okay, so please talk to her about that, because you're actually, I don't believe, I may be wrong, I don't believe that you are adjusting the margins. I believe that you are adjusting the alignment. Right now it's aligned to the left, and I'm hoping that you can find out how to align it to the center.
Okay.
So for you to talk to her about that,
okay?
Because it just doesn't, from my perspective, it doesn't honor the rest of your work and the rest of everything, because there's all this white to the right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I think Linda should definitely be able to just point some things out to you on that.
Okay.
Okay, now with regards to all of you doing the follow-up emails, that's what I have from that handout part 2 on page 3, where it talks about your follow-up email. And so you basically what you want to do is just think of something different that you can share with them every couple of days. And you can make it like a week-long campaign or a 10-day campaign where you tell them that, again, like I said to Mary, it's the end of the year almost, and do you have the feelings that you just don't want to slide into a new year feeling the same way about your life, that you're on a hamster wheel, that you're very responsible, but where's your passion? What is it that you really want to do for yourself and put yourself first that you aren't doing? You know, like Mary's new client, she got it that her passion for herself was down in the basement somewhere, and Mary was able to remind her to get herself up on the main floor, right? And that's what Steve's work is. You see, Steve, how you could help by sending out an email every couple of days, just talking more about the importance of knowing your passions. Here it is, almost a new year. Did you keep your promises to yourself? Did you have those feelings that you were at least going to do X, Y, and Z, that you want to do so much at least once, and yet you haven't? You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I mean by nurturing your list. And with you, Barb, it's the same thing, you know. Okay, so let's go back to your copyright health screening. Think about what are the areas in your business that are vulnerable to copyright infringement or copyright noncompliance. And just write something like that every couple of days and invite them to have that session with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Barb?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Do you have any questions about that, Barb?
No. No.
Okay. Now, with you, Barb, in the Facebook page group, I uploaded a screenshot to show you of some sort of an editor glitch in your newsletter program. If you go down to where you, it says it's where you wrote the calendar looks better but won't hyperlink, and then I replied and I said in the comment section on that thread, I said look at the strike through in paragraph 3 and the interrupted sentence in paragraph 2 that prematurely loops down to the next line of text. Could you please open that, Barb, and see what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm having some slow response here.
Okay, so your internet is a little slow. All right, so at a later point, when you get a chance, look at that screenshot. Mary, do you see what I'm talking about for her and Steve?
Bring it up right now. Okay, it's not it.
Mary, do you see it? Does everybody see where I am, at least? It says 2 hours ago. It's the post where Bob wrote, the calendar looks better but won't hyperlink. Does anybody see where that is, at least?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where you mean.
Okay, so just in your own time, I don't want to take more time on this. There's something going on with your editor, your computer program, because there's a whole sentence where there's a strike through, there's a line through the sentence, just as you need to know the status of your physical health, and
yes.
Then the,
put
you
that,
see,
oh,
it?
Yeah.
I put that because I wasn't sure if you were suggesting that should come out or not.
Oh. Oh, I have no idea now. I have to look at the whole thing from different eyes. Well, why would I want to take that out?
Well, in your comments, you had paragraph numbers, and you had paragraph 3 a couple of times, and, you know, do a segue sentence and things like that. So I was just unclear about that. So that's why I left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
no, that I do. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it.
No, I want that in. I want that in there. It offers a segue so that people understand why you're talking about annual physical, blood pressure, heart, lungs, review your finances, buy a house, retire soon. You're now going to put a summary on why you even brought that up. So I suggested that you write, so just as you need to know the status of your physical health and your physical health, you need to know the status of your copyright health.
Yes.
I do want that in there.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, since we're there, one of the things I would suggest you do in paragraph 4, which is just a font design-ish kind of thing, it says, in this search, copy, paste, send, I would recommend that you put in quotes, search all the way through send, because you're making up this concept. So you want to kind of formalize it as an idea.
Okay.
So you would, and also to capitalize, do a title case of all of those words where the first word, the first letter of each word is capitalized. So it stands out. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the recommendation there. Another recommendation that I have is where you have copyright compliance assessment. Yes, you did bold it. However, I think, again, you should capitalize the first letter of each of those words because it is a title of some sort, right?
Yep.
Okay. I also want to encourage you to make your invitation really stand out at the bottom of the page like the way Mary did. I had coached Mary to do the same thing. Mary, what was it about my suggestion that you felt in alignment with that you changed the format of your newsletter invitation segment? Does everybody see Mary's email that she sent to all of you, all of us?
No, I haven't.
You should have gotten a copy. She said that she sent it to your other email. Mary, where are you, girl?
Must be on mute.
Here I am. I sent it to Barb twice, and I have a correspondent with Steve, so I thought I had his correct email.
All right. I'll bring it up. Give me a sec.
Yeah. Barb, can you bring up? Yeah. Barb, can you bring up her email?
Not right at the moment.
Okay, well, basically, all right, so Mary, what was it about my coaching about that, where that segment should really pop out to the reader that worked for you?
It was breaking up all of that text with something a little different, but it was in alignment with the whole flavor of what I wanted to share and the emphasis, and it added emphasis to what I wanted them to take action on.
Right, good. How about you, Steve? Have you opened up her email?
Just coming up here, just coming up.
Barb, any luck while we're waiting for Steve?
No, I
email draft and.
Okay, well, the bottom line is that we want the invitation to stand out. In fact, that is the purpose of this entire newsletter marketing funnel, is to invite them. Okay, good. So look at Mary's layout. Stephen, tell us what it is about the invitation section and how it affects you.
Well, it's very flowing. You know, if you're looking for this, if you have an interest, just here, click the video. It just brings you right into learning more. It seems like it's a real flowing, easy thing. Just flick that little button and you're on your way.
Right. The thing is, Barb, when you do finally open up her email, maybe, Mary, you can just forward it to her. Which email address should she forward it to you, Barb?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, either way.
Okay. So if it doesn't matter, don't bother. Then she has it somewhere, and you can look at it at another time. Okay, Barb? Okay. So the key is you want that invitation to really jump out at the reader, because it is the call to action, and it is the purpose of the entire funnel. Right, Barb? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, the other thing, Barb, is that the way you have ordered listen, guys, I'm not picking on you. I'm just giving you feedback so that when you do the technical stuff, it supports the wonderful wisdom and gifts that you have to offer. You realize that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So your call to action section, I feel it should be in a bigger font size regarding, watch the brief, copyright health video, and register for your 15-minute complimentary personalized copyright health screening. See if you can use a larger font size for that so it's all more eye-catching. And put the hyperlink of click here in a few places in there. Right now, you started that segment with a click here, but unless they read underneath, they have no idea what that click here is regarding. You want to reverse the order. You want to introduce that you are going to make an invitation to them. You make the invitation to them with the click here after you've told them what you're going to do. Does that make sense? It's really not complicated. Okay. So are you with me so far with all this, Barb, dear?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what I want to say about the newsletter part. Now I want to talk about your landing page. So what's the deal with the hyperlink on your calendar? Why is it giving you so much trouble?
I've tried to create the hyperlink of that the click here is what should be what shows, that it should have a link under it, and it just isn't cooperating. So sometimes if I try it again tomorrow,
Well, you have to know how to you have to know how to embed a link. So
I've done that many times in my work. And I don't know if it's because it's in a WordPress that it's a little different or not. So
okay, well, obviously that's something that needs to happen before you send out. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Now let's take a look at your landing page, and I love that smile on you in the banner. That's just so sweet. Don't you all love that smile on her?
Yes.
It's beautiful, yes.
It's beautiful, yes.
Now, your complimentary copyright health screening hyperlink and copyright health is a little too lost in the shuffle there. So let's just take a quick look at my blog page, which is theentrepreneursoulcoach.com/blog. And if you've noticed, I am not a blogger, so Mary has every right to roll her eyes because the date of my last blog is probably last year sometime. Last year, August of last year. Okay, so the reason that I am pointing this out is because you see on that right-hand margin, I have the very first thing at the top is an invitation to come talk with me, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm just suggesting that on your webpage, Barb, so that's all I wanted to show everybody. You can close that tab now. That on your webpage, Barb, that you find a way
to have the invitation to talk to you be as dominant as the 10 biggest copyright mistakes. This opt-in box is fabulous. I guess Katrina's people did that, right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, well, you got to go back to them, and the complimentary lineup there is way too small. I mean, it's okay for it to be there, and you should have it also in a big opt-in box for the purposes of what we're doing, okay?
Right, right.
So do you feel overwhelmed by that, or does that make sense?
A little
bit of both.
I'm just trying to figure out how to build an opt-in box that doesn't have all my other stuff on it, and I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if that's technically possible.
Well, it's okay if you do have the other stuff, that you would have its own page. You know, like Mary directed us to a page that was exclusively designated to this entire funnel.
Right. Okay.
So it would go to another web page.
Okay.
And like with me, if you all go to, you've seen this already, but you can go back there again, Barb, to keep it fresh in your mind. If you all go to entrepreneursoulcoach.com/strategy, where the S is capitalized and the rest of the word is lowercase, strategy.html. Why don't you all go there for a minute? Let me know when you've gotten there. I had pointed that page out to you last class. Okay, are you there, Barb?
No, because I'm having very slow stuff.
/strategy.html.
Yes, strategy with a capital S dot HTML.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm almost there. I made it to the blog, finally.
You're there, though, right, Mary?
Yes.
I'm there. Are these different websites you have, or are they all connected?
It's the same website, different pages of the same website. The domain name, entrepreneursoulcoach.com, is the website. And then what happens after the /? Is a new page on that website. Did you get there, Barb?
I got an error message.
Okay. So basically, I'll put that in our Facebook group too so you can get there when you can. It's entrepreneursoulcoach.com/strategy with a capital S. .html. Are you there now?
Yes.
Okay. I also added it to that list that we posted of the things that you should have access to. So if you want to go look at it at another time, Barb and everybody else, I've also added it as number 6 on the post that's pinned to the top of our Facebook group page. So that's an example, Barb, of a designated page.
Okay.
Where you would, it would says click, you know, in your newsletter where you say click here,
mm-hmm.
that hyperlink would direct them to a page that has your video and that has an opt-in box for your strategy session.
Okay. Yeah. So I have those kinds of things, I guess, with, you know, a /, about, a /, meet Barb, a /, resources. But I think that my same banners and sidebars all are there. So
That's okay. Just like on my blog page, the right-hand margin stays the same.
Okay.
So what I would do if it were something like that, I would
I mean, and it is actually on my webpage for the strategy.html. I do have all of my buttons and main highlighted offering redirect buttons on the left-hand side, and that stays there. Do you see that, Barb?
Yes.
Okay. So that's okay for the margins to stay the same with each page. What's important is that they get to see why they're there. And why they're there in this particular funnel is to set up a time to be with you, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So all of you, now, Steve, I'm just going to ask you again to just upload your original document, and I will comment it on it tonight, and so you get my comments. Now, all of you, what I'm going to ask you to do is to clean up your sequence as soon as you can, your funnel sequence, which, you know, for Mary, I'm asking her to get that thing centered, to, you know, really follow through on this marketing funnel. And you might, in one of your emails following that handout for page 3 and page 4, to continue to guide people towards having a conversation with you. And if you can't get the technical stuff up, then just write a simple email and just say, here's my calendar, here is my video, let's have a talk. It's almost the end of the year, it's the end of the summer, we're close to a whole new beginning for 2017. Where are you with your goals? Where are you with living a meaningful life? Where are you in having a business, and are you doing all the right blogging things so that people know you exist? You know what I'm saying, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, so is that helpful?
Yeah.
So before we leave this topic, let's go around the room, and I'd like each of you to tell me how you feel about you doing your marketing funnel with these components, and any questions you have for me, any concerns that you have for me, and then we're going to go on, and I'm going to teach you a new exercise.
Well, these are fabulous marketing techniques. And as you're pointing them out, I'm noticing how prevalent they are in emails that I get a lot from, you know, people like Daniel Hahneman, and I see how they utilize those all the time. So that's really very clear on this is how successful people do it.
Yes. Good. And do you feel comfortable in doing it for yourself, Steve?
Absolutely, yeah. I've got a lot
of examples. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. How about you, Mary? Just tell me how you feel about you moving forward on your marketing funnel project.
I think that it's very, very doable, and it's a new step in my business that I need to take to the next level doing it.
Great. And how about you, Barb, dear? I know what some of the current challenges are. However, overall, how do you feel about your ability to do this instead of just have it, you know, sit on your to-do list, someday list?
Yes, definitely. It's a definite shove. Because I feel more confident about how to do it.
Okay, great.
This hands-on approach was very helpful.
Good. And you and Mary can, you know, discuss the website things, you know, just as buddies to help each other. All three of you, you know, get along so well to help each other pull this off. And I would like to set a goal that you all can get all of the tweaks, everything working properly within a week, and that you send it out again or just do something with it being completely bells and whistles firing properly. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So we can put that with a little bow on it and put it aside as a completed topic regarding following up on our marketing funnel project. Now I want to teach you one more intuition access accelerator. Now, you've already learned the following intuition access accelerators. You learned the center of head. You learned the deep breathing where you're focusing on that feeling state that you go into between your inhale and your exhale, and between the exhale and the inhale. Has anybody noticed that they are getting a sense of that limbo state in between the inhale-exhale and the exhale-inhale?
Yes, I've experienced that.
And how would you describe it?
It's like a just a real moment of quiet and listening and presence where I feel
exactly
very
exactly. Anybody else have the ability to notice that little sliver of awareness between inhale, exhale, exhale, inhale?
I
there's
feel
hovering.
Yes, and that hovering. Can you imagine that if you were to create by design that hovering state, your ability to receive intuition when you're in that state?
That would be quite something.
That's what I want you all to, that's why I call it an intuition accelerator, is because an intuition receiving or intuition access accelerator, because that is a brain wave patterning where there is a stillness, and that stillness is more conducive to you hearing or feeling or seeing your guidance message. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the only reason I taught it to you. So, Barb, did you have any experience yet with what I'm talking about on that exercise?
I was using it with the from where will my next thought come?
Yes, we're going to come to that in a minute. But what about with the deep breathing exercise?
I don't know, nothing special, just sort of a, I hope the next breath comes, you know.
Well, now that I've given you this thing to look for, both you and Mary, mm-hmm. What do you feel you're going to do when you practice that exercise, knowing that it is a very definite intuition access accelerator?
I think be very present. Sort of watching, listening.
Exactly. And your body is in a rhythm, so it's easier to go into that expanded awareness state. Do you see what I mean? How about you, Mary? At first, you were a little tense over, I got to count to four, I got to wait for four. I mean, this is hard work. That was your first reaction to that exercise.
Yeah.
it's like, what is the intuition in this?
Yeah. It's the oxygen, depriving oxygen.
Right.
And then getting the flow and the rhythm and as Steve said, just really being dropping down into the center and being present.
Okay, so do you feel like you can approach this exercise with a new awareness of that?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then I wonder from where my next thought will come. I think all of you have experienced that limbo, waiting, sensing, a heightened awareness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so here is the new one. You're going to love this one. Steve, this one is so for you. And Barb, it could be for you too. And Mary, you're doing much better on this, and you'll find a great way to use this. Like, you could use this the next time an organizer invites you to talk to their group and they don't even show up. That would be a good exercise to do when somebody does that. I don't know where these people, I don't know what planet they come from. Okay. Did I just say that? Yes. Is it on tape? Yes. Is it the eighth class? Yes. Okay. This one is both an intuition access accelerator because it is a rapid state changer to raise your vibration. It is a rapid state changer to raise your vibration, and therefore, it is an intuition access accelerator. And we'll be posting this in a home play post as well, as you obviously having it on the tape here, so don't stress out on taking notes, okay? The whole concept of what I'm about to teach you is actually something that you already were taught in our membership training call from April 13th, 2016, Building and Activating Positive Vibrations for Your Soul Purpose Success. So if you go and you look in our archive library for our April training, the entire content of that training call is fleshing out what I'm about to tell you here. So even if you never heard what I am saying, right, what I'm about to say right now, if you go back to that April training call, you will get everything that you need there as well. Okay?
Yep.
So the concept is the higher vibration you have with your mood, which is happiness and gratitude and love and compassion and patience, is all going to activate something inside of you that allows you to better receive your intuition. So part one is something that you might remember me talking about, and that is for you to focus on memories that feel good when you think about them, that make you feel happy and delighted and positive. Like Mary, I remember her telling us when she was holding her little infant daughter. Remember you told us about that, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the part one is for you to practice focusing on good feeling memories. Things that have happened in the past that made you feel heartfelt. Or it could be things that, if they were to happen, would make you feel heartfelt, happy, delighted, etc. And there are two teachers that I've heard say to hold, to focus on those kinds of different thoughts for 15 seconds. One was, I think he's a multimillionaire now, by the name of Andy Shaw. He has a program called Bug Free Mind. I mentioned that in at least one of our training calls. And the other is Abraham Hicks. In all of their material, they talk about focusing on good feeling states for 15 seconds. And then Eva Gregory, I'm taking a course with her right now, she talks about that too. So a lot of people are recognizing that you want to condition your mood so that you're at this elevated state by deliberately focusing on something that makes you feel wonderful, even if all hell is breaking loose in your outer world or your inner world. Okay? Part
so
two,
for 15 seconds, like this would be a technique that you would employ when you're feeling that rush of whatever overwhelmingness or you know negative energy, stop and consciously just for 15 seconds try to focus on something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, exactly. And I would suggest that you practice it when things are not that extreme so that you have the muscle already conditioned so that when you are starting to go down an undesired track of energy, you can better grab on to the SOS raft of this built-up collection of wonderful memories. Right?
Got it. Thanks.
Now, the other beautiful thing about doing that is it starts, again, what you focus on expands. This, practicing this has you start appreciating things in life so much more because you're conditioned to focus on what delights you, what makes you feel good. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I did that today with one of my cats. It's like I'm practicing this exercise. And all of a sudden, I mean, I've seen my little baby do this so many times, but because I'm focusing on feeling good about different things, I looked at her roll over with her little four paws in the air, looking at me with this adorable little face, and it just hit me so deeply. And usually I just, you know, I'm walking by, she's adorable, I love her, and on with the show. But now, this time, I stopped and I really drank it in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking the time to look at an exquisite sunset. We're typically just racing along, but with this kind of exercise, you start to condition yourself to look at your environment and to experience it more deeply in a positive way. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Part two is for you to, again, you're going to hear that in that April training, is to reflect upon personal and professional items in your life, occurrences, aspects of your life, 5 minimum, 10 would be nice, but 5 minimum, that you are grateful for. And you just run those memories out. You know, I feel grateful because I have my own business. I feel grateful that I'm taking this class. I feel grateful that I've been in this class and I've had all these changes. I feel grateful that I have a phone that works. I feel grateful that there isn't a storm and my internet is shot. You know, all of these things are reasons to feel gratitude if you want to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you just fire out these different memories or these different thoughts of what you feel grateful for. And just really take the time to feel the gratitude. Get it from the mental intellect level into the feeling state.
By doing it mentally, will that
you have to stop and feel it. But you have to stop and feel it.
Okay.
You start by mentally identifying it, and then you make a deliberate choice to give yourself time, like Barb is working on, giving herself time to feel. You want to give yourself time to go from the mental, having written it on a list or a mental list, and then actually taking the time to feel that gratitude.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I do now. Yes, thanks.
And part three is when stuff is happening that feels lousy, to ask yourself the question, what is good about this situation? What is good about this situation? Another way that you could phrase it is, what is working in the situation? And by working, I mean working properly, working for the better, working as a gift kind of thing. Working positively in this situation. And I've taught you that exercise before also. It might have also been in that April training. Does anybody remember me teaching you that?
Yes.
Yeah, I taught you that too, Steve. I think it was in a membership call where it's about looking at what's going on and just making the disciplined decision to look for what's right about it.
I like this. It's good.
Yeah. So I just posted in the Facebook group this exercise. It says rapid state change. It says part one, part two, part three. And I also referenced the April 2016 training call as a, you know, a memory prompt for you all to take a look at that training. Now, if you do all three of these, I would suggest that you do this for home play as a new exercise, where each day you take the time, like any other meditation, what you're doing is you are conditioning your nervous system, where you're building a positive vibe, cellular memory. That's what you're doing, positive vibration, cellular memory, which becomes a bank account of being able to withdraw positive feelings, like you would withdraw funds. Does that make sense? Is that a good metaphor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm putting that in the notes here in the Facebook group also. So the whole point of this, like building any muscle, is you want to do it when things are pretty smooth in your life, so that when you need it, when things are more challenging, you can get to it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to teach you that. So you now have four big whopper intuition access accelerators. Anybody have any questions on any of those accelerators?
No.
No.
So how do you like this one?
It's good. I think it could be very useful, definitely very useful. I want to practice this.
Great. How, anybody else want to Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're going to take a little time to talk about your intolerable. So nobody wrote on the intolerable list. And so I'm just going to leave it up to all of you to keep chiseling away at your intolerable. And Mary, if you're willing, I would like you to write out in the Facebook group why you didn't get a credit card from this woman. And I will respond to it. I don't want to do it now because it's going to take more than 10 minutes to discuss it. But you must have had a reason why you didn't do it. And I want to coach you through that, okay?
Okay.
So I would like, because that was your intolerable, for God's sakes.
Yes.
So we need to find out what's going on with you. And I'm willing to, you know, use, let's say, through the end of this Sunday to keep working with you all with the course material. So today's Monday, so that's a whole week. So you have an, consider yourself still in this course for a week if you want to. I will visit the Facebook page if you need me to. Okay, so how did everybody do on their course completion project? Steve, let's start with you.
Okay. You know, I really appreciate this class. I've learned so much, and I know that a lot of the things that the information that I've learned through this course, these classes, will come into play in the near future. I feel a little, you know, what's the word? I wouldn't give myself a really high grade for this class because of some of the things that have happened and some of the things that I should have done more. So, you know, I don't feel great about that I've completed it, but I still feel committed to going forward with my goals.
Okay. So I would like you to do the same thing as I'm asking Mary, is to write out what happened that stopped you from completing this project. The project was for you to have delivered the passion test to 3 people or 4 people, right?
Yes, yes.
And obviously you didn't do that, right?
Right.
Okay, so please write out in a thread what happened, what got in your way, all right? No judgment because we're all on a journey here.
Yes, yes. We'll write that out. Okay.
So will you do that? Mary's going to do it. I know that she's going to do it. Will you do it?
Yeah, I will. There's a reason that I'll write in there that is why. There was a
okay,
shift.
Please do. Please
so
do.
I will.
Please do because we'll all learn from it. So I'll extend this course until Sunday. All right? Is that great or what?
That's great.
Okay. All right. And how about you, Barb? What was your completion project?
My completion project was to connect with 15 people, have get to know you calls, and to identify 10 examples of infringement cases that everyday people might encounter. I wanted to have my calendar working, and so that's why I haven't made all my connections. I have some of my cases, but I don't have all 10. And so
okay, but you do
Facebook group. Why I didn't complete it?
Yes, please, because this is, like I said, this is a journey, and when you're going for a goal, things are going to come up, and the key is what we do with those things. So, yes, please do that, Barb. Okay, you, Mary, darling, what was your end of the course goal, project?
To have a plan in place to get The Secret Artist published in 2016. And I have been working away at it, and one of the big things that I have come to realize is that it's my story, and my family will have an opinion on it, but I don't have to let that opinion be stopping me anymore. And
right.
I have a commitment. I have contacted an outside editor to do a review, and that's a big step that I haven't taken. And I have a commitment to get it published this year.
Okay, this year is 2016, right?
Yeah, 2016, yes. I have that
okay.
written down.
Okay, well, please put that in the Facebook group so we have everybody's completion project alive and well. And I actually have some contacts for you, Mary, so when you write that in there, I will get these people's contact information. They're both publishers, or they're involved with publishing, and they're friends of mine. And I'm actually co-authoring a book with them. So maybe they have some ideas for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so how does everybody feel? Let's go around the room.
As always, I feel really great at the end of these calls compared to how I go into them. But I feel good.
Great. And how about you, Mary? How do you feel?
I am energized and unleashed.
Yes, you are. You are. And how about you, Barb, darling?
Inspired and yes, yes, energized to go forth.
Okay, well, go forth is exactly what I'm going to talk to you about. And I'll do it briefly because, A, I have a favor to ask each of you, and B, when I speak to you, I'll tell you more about this. If you want to, I'm going to offer this same pathway in October, where everyone will take September off to decompress and just let the dust settle. And I know, Steve, that you're going to be entering into your very busy season. And so if all three of you, or even two of you, want to do this again, what I have in mind is that it would be a 12-session project where we would meet in October and November, and we would meet twice in December and twice in January. So we are together as a team to start the year together. And also the price point that I have come up with would include 3 months of the membership program, because some of you have your membership expiring at the end of September. And also it would include another private hour. So I really want to make it all exciting. If you like this kind of focus and support and learning tools that help you arrange your inner world so that you are creating what you want in the outer world. So you don't have to say anything to me now, but I wanted to ask the favor, if each of you would be willing to do an audio testimony. I think you've all done that with me before in past courses, where we'll arrange a time on the recording line and for you to say what this course has done for you, because I think that I really want this course to be something that I repeat again and again and again. And you're the beta group, you know, you're the ones that got to go through all of it, where I include these really advanced psychic, intuitive, and spiritual tools connecting into you creating what's meaningful for you in the outer world. So could I please contact each of you by email and have you tell me if you're interested in doing an audio testimony? Can we do that way?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Do you want me to prepare an audio testimony before that and get that ready and put it?
You could, or what I find really works is if it's an interview style where I ask you questions and you say what it was for you or whatever. If you already have something in mind, great, but sometimes people don't cover certain bases, and that's where I found me asking questions helps guide it along somewhat.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so you can expect an email from me on that. And the other thing I want to tell you that I thought would be really useful for you is I'm going to create a link, a replay link, for each of your presentations. You already have the download link, but I want to give you the opportunity of having it be a link that when you embed it in your newsletter or your email, you have people easily able to hear it. Would you all like that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because that would give you a chance to make that as a bonus, especially as you are dripping these follow-up emails, continuing to invite people to meet with you. Okay, so I'm going to do that for you in the next 2 days, and I'll announce it in the Facebook group, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So does that sound like something that would serve each of you?
Oh, yes. It's same information in another format so that people can receive the information in whatever is their best method.
Yes, great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's everything that I had in mind for today. And let's just take a few moments of just saying anything of appreciation that comes to your mind. We will call it a night. I will go ahead and announce when the replay and download is available on our special replay download page. I will let you know when the replay of your presentation is ready. I will be looking for all of you giving explanation of your path towards your completion project. And I will email you requesting a time when we can talk. Now, regarding this this October course, I'm willing to do it if there are two people or more. And so that's one of the things we're going to just find out. Either it's something you want or it's not. No big deal. All right, everybody. Who wants to go first? Praise, gratitude. Yeah.
I'll go. Well, this has been a heck of a course, Sasha. First, you put so much into it. And for Barb and Mary, I just appreciate you two so much. You've really supported me and helped me. And just it's been so inspiring to see the growth of both you, Barb and Mary, how just in your energy and just in how much you've accomplished, you know, doing the different strategies and things like that. And Sasha, just how much you put into everything that you do, but this course, you so over-deliver, and I just appreciate you so much. I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Who'd like to go next?
I think we've built a very nice relationship among us, and it's thanks to your crafting of this program, and yes, I have learned so much from each participant. Yes, and talk about over delivering. We almost never ended after just 90 minutes, and that's a good thing and a bad thing, but it's a good thing because we got so much out of it, and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Mary dear, mic's in your hand.
Okay, I love being in the group with Steve and Barb. They bring such enthusiasm and so many insights, and I'm just sitting here going, wow, that is exactly how I was feeling when I didn't quite get what I wanted to say, and you said it, and you don't disappoint when you say, I have an idea, and I created this with you in mind, and I feel so honored to be thought of that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love your heart,
Thank
Mary.
Thank you.
Well, for me, this was an extraordinary experience because all of you were able to follow these very advanced techniques. You all showed up. You all gave it your all. It meant the world to me, and I'm ready to do more, and I feel that this is the magic of bringing heaven to earth for your soul purpose success, is to use these inner alignments to bring something out into the world that we really want to bring out into the world. And that's what I feel it's really all about. I value each of you so very, very much. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful evening. Go decompress. You worked hard. And I'll see you in your inbox and in the Facebook group.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Much love.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.